If you look at the oil prices, sometimes it goes beyond $100 per barrel, and many times it hovers between $90 to $100 per barrel. Oil right now is so vulnerable that any headline, any news, or any statement will make the prices explode like anything. And now what we see is something very interesting. War is happening in the Middle East, and suddenly the same Russian oil that was once sanctioned is now being quietly allowed back into the global market. And guess who is right in the middle of all this? India again. Let's go step by step. As you all know, because of this US-Israel-Iran conflict, the Strait of Hormuz is blocked. As a result, ships are barely moving. Insurance costs have gone up like anything. No company is ready to send their ships to this region. And just like that, global oil supply got squeezed. Now when supply drops, what happens? Prices jump. Basic economics. As a result, Brent crude crosses $100 per barrel. Now it is in between $90 to $100. Markets panic, and in India something very interesting happens. Russian crude, which is called Urals crude, the same oil which India has been buying since 2022, suddenly shoots up to $98 to $99 per barrel. That's a 70% jump in just a few weeks. Now comes the twist. United States, which has been sanctioning Russian oil, suddenly changes its decision. They say, any country can now buy Russian oil, as long as it's already at sea. So what is the reason behind this United States change of mind? The main reason is to stabilize global prices. This is like opening a pressure valve because the system is overheating. So what happens? India doesn't wait. Refiners like Indian Oil and Reliance jump in and buy nearly 30 million barrels of Russian oil. Why? Because India understands one simple thing. Oil is not about ideology, it's about survival. Now here is where it gets interesting. For the last 3 years, India was criticized for buying Russian oil. You remember all those twisted narratives that the Western politicians were propagating about India. But today, the US itself is saying, we need Russian oil in the market. Same action, completely different narrative. Meanwhile, Russia is quietly winning. Higher prices plus more buyers is equal to more money. Russia is earning around $150 million extra every single day. Even President Putin is saying, take advantage of this. It won't last forever. Now, in the middle of all this drama, Europe is not happy at all. Leaders across the European Union are saying, this weakens sanctions, this strengthens Russia. Even Zelensky is saying, more oil money is equal to more war power for Russia. But the US has a different problem right now. High oil prices at home. Oil at $98 to $100 per barrel is painful for American consumers. And Trump is politically sensitive to gasoline prices. So what's actually going on here? This is not just about oil. There are multiple layers. Let me point it out. Number one, the US wants to control oil prices. This is the most surface level goal, but also the most politically urgent issue for Trump. High gasoline prices are one of the few things that can turn American voters against a president. The second layer is, this strategy by United States is also a trick, trying to push Russia into Ukraine negotiations. Think about it. You need both a stick and a carrot. The stick has been there for 3 years. Sanctions, weapons to Ukraine, financial isolation. But sticks alone rarely ends war. At some point, you need to show the other side what compliance looks like, what they get if they cooperate. Now, this option of letting countries buy Russian oil at the sea is basically a preview of normalization. United States is sending a signal to Russia. This is what your economy looks like when we ease up. A ceasefire buys you more of this. The timing is also important, pay attention. This happened while Trump's envoy, Steve Witkoff, was shuttling between Moscow and Washington. These things are rarely coincidental. Economic signals and diplomatic signals are sent in coordination. And the third layer that I'm able to see is that United States is also trying to break the Russia-Iran partnership. Now this is the most sophisticated layer and the hardest to justify right now given the situation. But I will tell you the logic. We know that Russia and Iran have built a wartime partnership. Iran supplies Shahed drones to Russia. Russia provides diplomatic cover at the United Nations, technology transfers, and also teaches Iran how to bypass US sanctions. So, if you see together, they have shown that US sanctions can be survived if you have the right partners. Now, breaking that partnership requires giving Russia a reason to choose Washington's side over Iran's. Forget about taking side. Even if you want to pitch Russia to stay neutral, US has to give some sanctions relief, even partial, even temporary, because that will send a signal to Russia. You have an exit ramp from isolation, but it runs through us, not through Iran. If Russia can be peeled away from Iran, Iran becomes dramatically more isolated. No major power backstop. No drone supply chain running the other way. No Security Council veto protection. That makes the US-Israeli campaign against Iran strategically cleaner. The same thing US is trying to do with China. There is a summit that is going to happen between US and China later this month or next month, where they are going to address trade tariffs, rare earths, tech exports. So Trump is also signaling the same thing to Xi Jinping. If you want something good there, cooperate with me here. And if you see, US has to sacrifice some Ukraine leverage to gain Iran containment. Whether that trade-off is worth it, that is debatable. But as a possible scenario, it is legitimate, because everyone is making statements right at the same time. Zelensky is pitching his own interest to United States. Russia is acting quickly to sanction waivers. China is closely monitoring US signals on the Iran crisis. And at the same time, United States is also quietly keeping countries like India on its side. India is already waiting for a stable timing to sign the India-US trade agreement. It can happen anytime. So if you see, what is US doing right now is geopolitics in real time. No permanent enemies, no permanent friends, only permanent interests. If you zoom out, this entire crisis proves one thing. You cannot remove Russian oil from the global system. If you try, prices explode. And that's exactly what India has been saying since 2022. Back then, it sounded like self-interest. Today, it looks like reality. So in this global oil game, war is happening in one region, decisions are taken in another, and the impact is felt everywhere. And right now, India is not just a buyer, it's a key player in balancing the entire system. I hope you found this video informative. Thank you for watching, and I'll see you in the next one.